you know that it's a man's game tonight. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
This is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
Keep being hunted. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who wants to is out here is the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports King.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine. I'm here in our Houston studios with my main man, Gio Lopez. How you doing, Gio?
How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. You know why? Because I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here in Houston, and I'm going to tell you why, Gio. When I don't do the show in Houston, things go wrong. Terribly wrong. Like my picks last week, they suck. And we're going to get into it, man, because I'm going to tell you why they suck. But first of all, folks, before we get carried away, show is brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com. Get an affordable website at an affordable price. ONFX.com. And as always, I want to thank all of you who listen to the show on Sirius XM Channel 93. I really do appreciate it. So back to what I was saying, Gio. I like when I come to Houston and do the show because I feel like my picks are on. I think you keep me honest.
Hey, well, I didn't want to bring up your pick history from last week. I don't know if that was a sore subject this week.
Oh, it's sore. And let me tell you what we did last week. I actually got embarrassed because we did what we call Listener Appreciation Week. Had two listeners from Dallas, Longtime listeners of the show. They actually, you know, listen to the show. They know a little bit about football. One was a Cowboys fan, and the other was a Bears fan. I don't know how much he knows about football, but he's, you know. But still, he came in. They made their picks. Believe it or not, Brendan went 11-2. Danny went 10-3. And me and Gene went 6-7. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, you would think the Bears guy was going to have a losing record.
Well, he should have. And I certainly hope our boss, Craig Larson Jr., wasn't listening to the show last week because he could actually fire me because I did so bad last week. I mean, it was just horrible. But I'm going to tell you, one of the reasons why I did bad, Gio, was because of your team.
Don't tell me you went for the Texans.
Yes. Why wouldn't I? You're at home. I had just gave unbelievable stats. I said, hey, Brock Osweiler is 5-0 at home. He was 5-0.
As
a starter. And I'm like, so it all just started with that. And I'm not just going to blame it on the Houston Texans, okay, because I made another stupid pick. And now this is the one that would definitely get me fired. I picked the Giants to lose to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I had all my data together, okay. It just wasn't one of those crazy picks where I thought, well, you know, hey, I'm just going to go with the Browns because they're going to win one game. No. There was some research. It just looked like the Browns should have won that game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't put so much stock in the New York Giants, although they have a good record. But I learned something after I picked them in the first 10 weeks, mm-hmm. which is I'm never going to pick the Browns for the rest of the season.
Okay, look here. And Browns fans, I'm sorry. You probably used to get picked on, you know, especially about now.
They had a rough.
This late in the year, they got a bye this week. Cleveland Browns and the Tennessee Titans got a bye. Only two teams got a bye. What the hell do you do with a bye in week 13 when you're 0-12?
They try to fix the problems. Like,
don't you think they needed that bye like in week 5 when they were 0-5 or week 9 when they were 0-9? I mean, what the hell does a week 13 bye? Now, it would do some of these other teams that are, like, kicking butt real good. But Cleveland, what are they going to do? They're going to come back, refresh? So, you know, this is setting me up because when they come back from a bye next week in week 14, I'm going to be the fool to pick them to probably win again.
That's what it's sounding like. It's sounding like you're ready to pick the Browns.
They
play the Bengals.
Are they worse than the 2005 Lions? Was it the Lions that went 0-16?
Yeah.
I can't remember the year.
But it was the Lions.
It was the Lions. Are they worse than that team?
don't know, because the Browns competed at the beginning of the season.
Yes, they were there.
They were there with most teams. They just couldn't find a way to win. So the Lions were horrible.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the Lions were horrible. And, hey, not anymore. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show, man. The Chargers, for real, there's a couple of other teams that are just really getting it done. Also, folks, in the next segment, we will have our friend Monet Anderson from Fox Sports Radio out there on the East Coast. She's going to come back on, and she's actually going to make picks. So now I'm going up against someone else that could potentially make me look bad. But, Gio, I'm here with you today, brother.
Yeah.
We're going to look good together, right?
Yeah.
Can you write down the picks? If I do something, because this is radio, they can't see you, like, giving me – yeah. Can we do that? Because I can't look bad, man. I can't.
I got you, man.
Oh, good Lord. It was bad. So, folks, hey, week 13, of course, got underway Thursday night. Man, the Dallas Cowboys just keep on winning.
They look for real.
And I tell you what, I'm not going to be that stupid guy like Stephen A. Smith. You know, Stephen A. Smith, who just hates the Dallas Cowboys. And he does that for whatever reason. On this show, we don't hate none of the 32 teams that play. These guys compete. They, you know, you dedicate your life to the sport that these guys do. They go out there in the summertime. I mean, the combines are tough. Practice, the OTAs are tough. These guys really get into this. So no one really wants to be as bad as the Cleveland Browns, but people really want to be as good as the Dallas Cowboys. That's why they do what they do in the offseason, so they could be good.
Yeah, and the thing, I don't know what you think about this, but the Cowboys' strength is just that offensive line, and I don't think most teams look at that foundation of an offensive lineman.
No.
For a good offense.
Because that's not the fancy glamorous stuff. Yeah. I mean, you don't know the hard work that goes on in that front line. And the amount of money and the draft picks that they use to build that line, it's incredible. It just looks like it's so effortlessly when you look at Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott doing their thing out there, man. It's just incredible. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Cowboys, and I know someone who's not going to give them as much praise as I do, and that's going to be Monet Anderson, who her favorite team is in that. She covers the Washington Redskins, so you already know. There's not going to be a whole lot of love there.
Yeah, a lot of bad blood.
A whole lot. So, hey, folks, so as the calendar turns to December, which we are in December now, the NFL playoff picture is starting to take place with 5 weeks remaining in the regular season. Gio, there are still 24 teams either in or within two games of a playoff spot. And this is why you don't stop.
Yeah.
This is why you don't stop, including Andrew Luck. They are still breathing down. The Titans and the
Colts
are just looking up at Houston. Houston cannot tank it in Green Bay, which is a tough place to play, by the way.
It's almost a must win, really, because if they lose this game, then the Colts and the Titans are especially the Titans, they're playing really good right now.
Yeah, they are. I tell you, Marcus Mariota, how about that? Him and Jameis Winston are playing good. We could have, you know, some super quarterbacks here in the next couple of years. How about this? As the NFL enters the final month, four teams are racing towards the finish line with winning streaks of at least five games. We just talked about one, the Dallas Cowboys. Miami Dolphins have won six games in a row. The New York Giants have won six games in a row. And how about those Oakland Raiders? They have won five games in a row. Nobody wants to talk about the Giants. I mean, and I think, and living in Dallas, and I always give Cowboys fans a hard time, okay? So don't go to sleep on the Giants. However you feel about Eli Manning, the guy has two Super Bowl rings. They should be respected. But it's kind of crazy because I'm not used to them having a winning streak. They just usually, it's, you know, they turn it on, turn it off for a month, and then they turn it on.
It's like the Seattle Seahawks where they start out slow and then they get good at the end. But yeah, the Giants are, and they're not going to win the division because the Cowboys
Dallas got that. Yeah. But, I mean, unless something crazy happens here next, I don't see that happening.
I mean, it's only two games. They're only back two games from the Cowboys, so. it's possible, but I just don't see the Cowboys losing that.
I don't see that either. And yet they're going to have to play each other again head to head. I mean, if it wasn't for the Giants, the Cowboys would be undefeated. So interesting stuff, folks. So we're going to get deeper into week 13 of the National Football League when we get into our next segment. I'm sure Monet is going to add some valuable stuff there. So what I need you guys to do is just go ahead and grab your coffee and make sure it's strong, okay, because we are going to bring it today. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Me, Gene, and Gio right here. Welcome back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio with me and Gene, the Sports Machine. A while back, we were fortunate to have this young lady come on the show and talk some sports with us, and she really, really knows her stuff, right? But lucky for us, she decided to come back. We didn't run her off, okay? So she can be heard weekly on Fox Sports AM 1340 in Hopewell, Virginia. She's here today to help me with our Week 13 picks. Please welcome to the show, Monet Anderson. How are you, Monet?
I am perfect. Thank you all for having me back. I definitely love being on the show.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, and the people like having you on the show because, you know, at the time you came on, and this was, I was on with my co-host, the late Rod Johnson, and I know we both gave you a hard time. And he really gave you a hard time. So, you know, just to keep up with tradition, I have to make sure that we continue to give you a hard time.
You have to stay with the flow.
Yes, we got to stay with the flow. So in the last segment, we talked about, you know, some of the things happening here. My producer, Gio, here, we were just going back and forth talking about, even though this is the last month of the season here, now there's 1 week in January where the season wraps up. But there are 24 teams, Monet, that still have a chance, like within one or two games, from getting into the playoffs. And, of course, your Washington Redskins is definitely one of them.
That's right. Don't count us out, Gene. Don't you do it.
No, we're not going to count you guys out because, you know,
for
years, Monet, it was the NFC least or whatever, you know, bad name you could come up with. So tell us, what's happening with the Redskins?
You know what? We're trying to sneak our way in there. You know, we've been on the fence. Of course, we're over 500, so that's always a good thing when we talk about my Redskins. But we are hanging in there. You know, we got this Arizona team this weekend, Gene, and, you know, they have a running back by the name of David Johnson that can do some damage. Oh. But we're going to have something for David. Our defense is going to step up. And, you know, David Johnson is big in my fantasy league, so I'm kind of 50-50. I want to see him perform, but then again, it's my skins. But, Gene, don't count us out. We have the talent to get it done. We just have to execute.
Well, I mean, you're right. And here's the thing. And I thought that tie that you guys got back when you were playing overseas was going to come back to haunt you. But I tell you what, over the last couple of weeks, and we'll break down that game a little bit later on in the show, but over the last couple of weeks, Kirk Cousins, who is he? Where did this Kirk Cousins come from?
Hey, I'm liking him, and the Redskins fans are not complaining whatsoever, Gene. I mean, what can you say? He's earning his due. He's earning his money. He's getting it done. I think I said the last time I was here, you know, this is his show now. He doesn't have to share it. He doesn't have to worry about losing it. He just has to perform, and we're loving it. We're loving everything that he's putting out right now.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is, you know, Jay Gruden is letting him throw the ball down the field. I mean, on Thanksgiving Day, even though they lose to the Dallas Cowboys, but man, he put up almost 500 yards.
You got that right. And people say, you know, how do you put up almost 500 yards and still lose?
Right.
Well, you know, hey, it happens. It happens. We're playing the Cowboys. I mean, it happens. They have Dak and Zeke. What can you say?
Well, I tell you what. You know what? The Dallas Cowboys, you know, they will more than likely win that division. But Dallas is not the only team that you guys need to be worried about. How about the New York Giants, who have won six in a row? And me and Gio was just talking about the Giants are one of those teams that sneak up on you. But they're not really sneaking up on people this year. I mean, they actually have a legitimate record here of 8-3. They're only two games back.
They do.
and on a 6-game winning streak, and no one's really paying attention because of Dallas and everybody else, the Raiders, and all of a sudden the Giants now. So the Redskins, you guys have two teams to worry about in your division.
We do, Gina. Isn't that something? They are, like you said, they are being overlooked because Dallas is shining so brightly right now. But they have weapons. They have secret weapons. You know, Victor Cruz is back. He's getting a few looks here and there. I think Eli, you know, is trusting him a little bit more. They have Sterling Shepard, who just comes out of the woodwork and makes the catch. And then good old Odell calmed himself down after those first couple of weeks of craziness, and he's back into the flow doing his thing. So
he did come.
Watch out for the Giants.
You hit it on the nose. He did calm down, and he's not talking to goalposts or whatever. What was he talking to? He's talking to the kicking net or whatever crazy mess he was doing. Thank you. I mean, I was so glad to see that somebody got into that boy's ear. But hey, you know what, Monet? Right. Let's go ahead and just look at week 13. It started on Thursday night between the Cowboys. They were the 10-1 Cowboys at the time, going up against the 6-5 Minnesota Vikings. How about this? 32 points scored in this game. Unfortunately, Mike Zimmer was not there because he had surgery early in the day on his eye. That was totally unexpected. But the stats in this game, crazy. You know, it was a very conservative game. One reason why Dak Prescott is so good. 12 of 18, 139 yards and a touchdown. Dez Bryant, 4 catches, 84 yards, a touchdown. Zeke, 20 carries, 86 yards, a touchdown. Just a very conservative effort. But what I didn't realize, though, in this game, Monet, was that Sam Bradford threw the ball 45 times. I didn't see that.
Hey, I didn't either. But when I talk about weapons, I talked about weapons over there on that New York Giants squad. When you look at that Minnesota Vikings, you know, less Adrian Peterson, they had to find other ways to get it done. And, you know, their run game is, you know, it's not what it is without AP. However, the passing game has definitely picked up. You know, they rely on Stephon Diggs greatly. You know, he's been hurt all season. He's kind of been, you know, he hasn't been the most reliable because of some injuries. But, you know, they have Thielen, who's definitely stepped up and done his thing. And Sam Bradford, who is this guy? Gene, at the end of the game, when it was coming down to the wire of who was going to win this game, Sam Bradford was a new man. I'm telling you, he wouldn't put on a Superman cape. That man was using his feet. He was using his arms. He was absolutely amazing at the end of the game.
He was. And it's funny, we talk about they do have receivers.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
We are back, folks. Once again, you're here with Mean Gene the Sports Machine and Monet Anderson from Fox Sports AM 1340. And we're continuing our countdown of week 13 and the NFL. We put it out there. You've had plenty of time to think about it. After that long commercial break, Monet, you can now tell me who's going to win this game. But actually, I said I had a little bit more to talk about. Okay, so here's the thing with the Falcons,
right?
They have maintained their lead in the NFC South with that 38-19 victory over Arizona. And Matt Ryan is doing his thing. And, of course, Taylor Gabriel, who the Cleveland Browns cut, don't know why, became the first player in NFL history to pass for at least 200 yards in 50 consecutive games. I'm talking about Matt Ryan, by the way. With his 269 yards and 2 touchdowns, and which both of those came to Taylor Gabriel. Interesting stuff, though. So the Chiefs, they improved to 8-3 with that 30-27 overtime win at Denver. What a crazy game for the Broncos.
Crazy
game. And, I mean, that game came very close to coming out to a tie, which would have just made me completely upset. So who do you got in this game, Monet?
This is going to be an interesting one. Like you say, Kansas City, AFC West, they're sitting in second place right there behind Oakland. Then you go over to the NFC South, you have Atlanta who's sitting at the top at 7-4. But you know what, Gene?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with Atlanta on this one. I'm feeling something in my bones that said Atlanta is going to take this one. It's going to maybe come down to it again, but I have Atlanta written all over this win.
All right. Do what your bones is telling you. Go with Atlanta. I'm going with Atlanta, too. I think Atlanta's going to win this game and continue to shine. I mean, they are going to be a threat in the playoffs. The next game we have is the Miami Dolphins, 7-4 at the Baltimore Ravens, 6-6. The Dolphins are led by rookie head coach Adam Gase. They have won six consecutive games in a row. It's actually the longest current streak in the AFC. How about that? So Ryan Tannehill, he's getting his stuff done. And, of course, the Ravens, they come through tied with Pittsburgh for that top spot in the AFC North. They actually own it because they beat Pittsburgh a while back.
That's right.
So
that's
they beat Cincinnati last week with three or four field goals from Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker's the man. Anyway, having said all that, who do you have in this game? Miami Dolphins at Baltimore Ravens.
You know what? Having said all that, Gene, I am going to have to go down south and go with those Miami Dolphins. They just have something good going on there, and I'm kind of glad to see that Miami has turned some things around. So I'm going to roll with them. And, you know, Baltimore, even though, Gene, they're tied with Pittsburgh right now, sometimes you just can't bet on Baltimore. I mean, you know, they kind of worry you during the game. So
I got you.
I'm going to go with Miami. I like their running back.
Yes. Well, you know, it's funny about Miami because they've actually been, you know what, it hasn't really been, what's his name? I can't ever say that guy's name. What's his name?
Ajayi.
Yeah.
Yes. But nobody can say his name. We come close.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm going with Miami to get it done. I like what Tannehill is doing. And not to mention Kenny Stills and Devontae Parker. That's who I was trying to come up with. Those are the guys that, you know, are getting it done right now for Miami. It's not so much, you know, Landry and Ajayi. They were getting it done early in the year. But we're going to go with Miami on that one. All right, the next game we have is the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, 1-10. This should be a quick pick. In the 2-9 Chicago Bears, both quarterbacks had good games last week. I can say that. Kellen Kaepernick, 113 rushing yards, crazy stuff. And even Matt Barkley had a good game last week. He passed for 316 yards, a career high for him, and three touchdowns. So who wins this game, Bears and 49ers?
Gene, I'm going with the Bears on this one. You know, Colin, he's kind of irritated me over the last month with just everything that he has going on. I don't want to penalize his game for what he's doing personally. But you know, I'm kind of turned off from him. Mm-hmm. But on the football side of things, I just think Chicago is going to take this one. You know, their running back Jordan Howard, that guy is going to be something special. He's definitely going to be something special. You know, they got Cameron Meredith over there, quite a few weapons, so to speak, over there with Chicago. So I'm going with Chicago for the win.
Seems to be the year of the rookies, Jordan Howard.
Yes,
so, yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears, too. I remember one time, this used to be one hell of a game back in the day, 49ers and Bears, but not anymore. So, anyway, I will go with the Bears. The next game we have will be the Philadelphia Eagles at the Cincinnati Bengals, two teams with high expectations, especially Cincinnati. Yeah. Don't want to see Marvin Lewis lose his job this year, but it's certainly looking like it. The Bengals have dropped three games in a row. There will be no A.J. Green in this game. So who do you have?
Nope.
Philly versus Cincinnati.
That's a very easy pick, Gene. I'm going to go real quick with this one, and I'm going Philly.
All right. I'm going to join you.
Carson Wentz and the guy.
I'm going to join you. I'm going to go with the Bengals. As much as I would like to see the Eagles beat the Bengals, I have my own, you know, reasons for this. You know, my own personal reasons. I need the Bengals to lose every game. But I picked them to win this game. Okay. The next game is the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans, 6-5, still holding on to first place in the AFC South. At the Green Bay Packers, 5-6. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I know it's been raining all weekend in Houston. The Packers are trying to get to 500. And the Texans really need a road win, especially after what happened last week here in Houston with the Chargers coming in here and punking us right here in our stadium.
Yeah.
Who are you going to take here in this game, Monique?
Oh, man, Gene, I don't know where Green Bay has been all season. I don't know. But for this game, I also don't know where DeAndre Hopkins has been all season either. So with that said, you know, Aaron Rodgers was questionable to play, but I do believe he is going to suit up. I'm I'm going to go with Green Bay on this one, because if Aaron is Aaron, that could be ugly for Houston.
Well, see, and I got to go with the Texans on this one because, number one, you know, this is where I work for the most part.
That's right.
And a lot of listeners listen to this show. And I would just be a fool if I didn't.
Right.
No, I really like to see these guys get a road win. They need that. They need to bounce back after last week, so they need to get it done. The next game we have the 7-4 Broncos at the 2-9 Jacksonville Jaguars. Broncos coming off an embarrassing loss on Sunday night in overtime to Kansas City. And everything about Jacksonville is embarrassing. Their offense is still struggling, and I don't know. The only bright spot for that team is Allen Robinson. You know, if Bortles could actually get him the ball, they can make some exciting things happen. So who you got in this game?
They could. I agree with that, Gene. On this one, you know, Simeon is out. Not that he's the best thing since sliced bread either. So Lynch is going to start.
Yep.
Jacksonville has a big possibility because their stars, Denver stars, have not been able to do their thing. I am so upset with Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders' production this season. I don't even know what to say. I think Jacksonville is going to take this one, James.
What?
I do.
Did you hear that?
They have a chance.
Gio.
They have a chance.
Gio shaking his head. No, Gio, don't hit that button. If you hit that button, Gio, we're gonna lose her. He's like, really? No, no.
I'm just gonna dump that.
All right. Well, hey, she could be right. I tell you, she could be better than what I did last week. I'm going with the Broncos because there's just no way. Broncos got to win this game. Got to win this game. All right. Okay. So we have one more here. Let's try to make this one quick here. It's the Los Angeles Rams 4-7 at the New England Patriots. Who do you got in this game?
Oh, man, this can't be any quicker. Tom Brady, he's a man. I mean, there's nothing you can do with New England. I could see them in the Super Bowl. You know, I'm going with New England.
All right, I'm going to go with New England as well. I could see that happening also, even though on the other side of the break, we probably will have a little time to talk about Eric Dickerson and all of that mess that's going on with the Rams, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
In case you haven't heard. So anyway, folks, hey, we're moving right along here on the NFL Weekly Countdown Show. You're listening to Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Monet Anderson. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to The Sports Game on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
All right, folks, we are back once again. It's the final segment of Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can always download the podcast from podcastarena.com. Click on SB Nation Radio, look for the Sports Kings logo, and download the show. All right, so this week, if you've noticed, you've been watching, well, you probably saw on Thursday night, okay, but you would definitely see today. Week 13 Sunday games, the NFL has allowed players to wear their own cleats in support of their cause. I believe they call it My Cause, My Cleats. So one of the few times where they won't get fined, thank goodness, but they can wear whatever cleat they want as long as it's a Nike or Adidas, of course, or Under Armour.
Right, but, right.
Nevertheless, but this is a great thing because, as you know, the NFL is always fining players for wearing unauthorized cleats. And some of these players have actually wore cleats for their cause and received a fine. I think this is the greatest thing in a long time that the NFL has decided to do, and I can't wait to see these cleats, Monet.
Absolutely. And you said it. You nailed it on the head without being fined. And, I mean, there have been some really neat-looking cleats, Gene. Are there any that's been, like, standouts, like, favorites to you?
Well, you know, a lot of them, we had scheduled to get one of the Houston Texans players on the show, and we just, you know, had a scheduling snafu, but John Weeks.
Right, right.
And he actually has some teal-looking cleats, and I believe it's for a foundation that supports ovarian cancer, which you'll see a lot of those throughout the NFL. But I just, you know, we look forward to having them on. And who knows, we probably get them on at some point in time before the season's over. But his cleats are teal looking. He's the lone snapper for the Texans. He's a Pro Bowl lone snapper. That's something that's always incredible, too. But, it's just you're going to see a lot of stuff. So pay attention to that when you're watching games today, folks out there listening, because it's going to be incredible. So we only got four more minutes left. So we got a couple of picks. We're going to go ahead and jump right on into next one. It's the Detroit Lions at the New Orleans Saints. Who wins this game?
I'm going to go with New Orleans on this one. Drew Brees has been looking really, really good, despite Detroit sitting on top of the NFC North. I think it's going to be New Orleans. I think Detroit may give them a go. And, you know, Detroit's been looking really good. Everybody thought that there was going to be an issue with Megatron gone this season, but they're still managing to get those wins in and sitting atop, as I said. But I got to go with New Orleans on this one.
Same here. I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints. Next game, Buffalo Bills 6-5 at the Oakland Raiders. Raiders continuing to get it done here, playing some great football. So is Buffalo, by the way. This is going to be a great game. This is probably my game of the week to watch. So who do you got?
I'm going to go with Oakland. Right off the top, Gene. That's what I'm going with. They look too good. They just look too darn good. 9-2, Oakland.
Okay. All right, the next game we have is the Washington Redskins 6-4-1 at the Arizona Cardinals 4-6-1, and we talked earlier about the great business that Kirk Cousins has been doing on the floor. Monet, who's going to win this game?
Gene, I said it at the top of the top of our last segment. David Johnson concerns me. He concerns me because he's so powerful. He has the speed as well. He's just an outstanding running back. And I just hope that our defense is ready for him. I got to go with my squad because I think they can get it done if they shut down David Johnson.
All right. You going with the Redskins? I'm going with you. I'm going with the Skins, too, in this game. The next one we have is the New York Giants 8-3 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Incredible game because between Big Ben and Eli, they both have two Super Bowls to their repertoire. And this is going to be a pretty good game here. So who do you got?
I think it is going to be a good game. I think it's going to be one of those that we just saw with Dallas the other night in Minnesota. I think it may be a very low-scoring game. But I'm going to go with New York on this one.
Okay, go ahead and hit that button, Gio. No, I'm just kidding. that's fine. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think, a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans want the Steelers to win this game. It's always fun to win.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because they want to see them Giants lose one. The next game we have, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 6-5 at the San Diego Chargers 5-6. Who you got?
I'm going to go with San Diego on this one. I like that the tandem they have over there with Antonio Gates and, Henry, the other tight end. I like that tight end tandem they have going on, and it could be a little dangerous. I'm going with San Diego.
Yeah, Hunter Henry's been getting it done. I told you, this is the year. The rookies is just incredible how many rookies
are
actually, getting their names put out there. So I'm going to go with the Chargers, too. This is going to be a good game, though, even though long trip from Tampa to San Diego. Bucks are on a 3-game winning streak, and, hey, it's going to be a long trip, but I think the Chargers are playing tough in every game. They're in every game that they play. So I'm going to go with the San Diego Chargers to win this game. Next game, we have your Sunday night game, which is going to be the Carolina Panthers, Seattle Seahawks. Who you got?
Oh, man, Gene, this is our Super Bowl of the week right here. But this is a tough one. We should have just left this one out. But since we didn't, I'm going to go with Seattle. My man, Russell Wilson. I like Cam, too, but Russell edges him out. I'm going with Seattle.
I'm going with Seattle as well. And our last game with about 30 seconds left to go is the Monday night game, the Indianapolis Colts at the New York Jets. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Indianapolis. Frank Gore gets it done on the ground. I'm going with Indianapolis.
Same here. I'm going to go with Indianapolis to get it done. Monet, I certainly appreciate you joining us today. You know we have to get you back on here as the playoffs get ready to get right around the corner. So thanks.
Gene, absolutely. I'm going to call in. I'm going to bust on in the show.
All right, folks. Hey, everybody out there, hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you have a great weekend. This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio.